been a while. I've had quite a few of you reach out and ask when the next episode is going to be. And I feel really bad that it's taken me so long and I was not able to maintain my consistency on these. I did get super busy with work, and obviously clients are a priority. But then also I've just been in this weird place of kind of having to protect my energy and figure out what is going on within myself, but then also trying to make sense of what's going on in the world at the moment, because not everything is as it seems. And I knew that, but I had to dig deeper and actually try and work it out, because it's very hard to know what you can trust right now and what is real, what is not real. I've been questioning absolutely everything, which is what I recommend you do. And yeah, do your research, but it's not easy to do research at the moment because Google and Instagram, not that you should research on Instagram, but there's so much censorship going on. And yeah, I guess it's very hard to talk freely at the moment. And I've definitely been experiencing that, like, myself, because I'm learning so much, but I'm not ready to kind of just share everything. And I'm always cautious with how I share, I guess, and what I share, because I know I have a lot of you trust me and I respect that and I value that so much, and I don't want to kind of lose that. So I have to be 100% sure of things before I will kind of talk about it. But then also, it's hard to speak your truth. And I've definitely noticed I've felt stuck recently, right? Like, I've felt blocked, and I've been blocking myself in terms of communicating. And I guess that's one of the reasons this podcast has kind of not happened for so long, is that, well, I just was blocked. I felt like I couldn't talk freely. And that's what I wanted this podcast to be, right? Just a way of it. I wanted to just show up and say what was on my mind without having to filter things or think about things too much, like I tend to do on Instagram, and to kind of dig deeper on things and to be more vulnerable. And yeah, like, do it without that pressure of having to be something or be a certain way. And I forgot, honestly, as well. Like, I started putting pressure on myself. I started being like, what's this episode going to be about? Like, how am I going to help people through this episode? What topic do people need to hear about? I was trying to make it something rather than just letting it be whatever it is. And I really believe that if you can just be you freely and let things be, it works out so much better than what it does when you try to make it something or when you try to fit in. Like, when you try to fit in or when you do things a certain way so that you get more likes or you get that kind of validation, if you're doing things to get validated from others, you're never going to be truly happy. You're never going to be truly free. And it's so much harder in a way, but then we don't realize how hard it is to actually just show up and be ourselves, because we've got that pressure on us by society. It's like an illusion, though. Like, it's not actually real. We have it, but it shouldn't even be there. But yeah, it's really hard to just be ourselves. And so I guess if you take anything from this episode, start to try going against the grain and start to try to just be you and get to know who you truly are, because I think that's part of the problem of the world we live in, is we don't even know ourselves. We don't know what our values are and we don't know what we truly want, because we've always got in our head that, oh, we want what other people want for us, kind of thing. And yeah, it's just, when you start to actually look into yourself and what you want, what your truths are, what your values are, and then analyze your behaviors and whether you are actually living your truth and living in line with your values, it's very interesting to see, like, that's where a lot of the disconnect, I think, is between, like, happiness and unhappiness. Getting to know yourself, being who you truly are, and speaking your truth at the end of the day, like, it's definitely not easy, and it's something I am working on. It's funny, I had a reading done recently by this guy that studies, he studies the tarot, he studies numerology and human design, astrology, like all of it. And it was very interesting because it's funny how we know things. If you actually sit with yourself and let your higher self guide you and communicate with you, like, you know things before someone else will even tell you. So I was journaling, right? And I was like, I know, I'm always asking the universe, what's next for me? What do I need to do next? How do I get to that next level? And I got that I need to speak my truth more. I need to speak truth. And it's not that I ever lie or hide things, it's just I filter certain topics and what my beliefs are on certain things because it's scary to talk about it. Because honestly, like, some of my beliefs are not popular opinion. And so, yeah, I discovered that in my journaling. And then also, I'm very in tune with my body and the energy centers of my body. So, your chakras, and my throat was like playing up. And I just knew, like, from past experience, my throat's blocked. Your throat chakra is like communication, right? So, I felt very blocked. And it's funny, the guy that I had the reading from also said that, well, that's what come up, that I was blocking myself and I had to speak more of my truth. So, something I'm going to be working on over the coming however long it takes to for it to just become natural. And yeah, so we're living in crazy times and it has been crazy learning more about myself, why I'm here, my purpose, learning more about the universe, which I believe strongly in, and more every single day. The more I study and kind of ask questions, the more I feel connected to the universe, and I just know that we're not alone and there is a higher guidance of some sort. I call it the universe. You can call it God or whatever you want. So I'm becoming a lot more spiritual and I love it. I'm still a scientist at heart, so I'm kind of bridging the two, like my the people that I find inspiring, Bruce Lipton, Joe Dispenza, Greg Braden, I have mentioned them before. Anyway, so what else? Where was I last time? Last time I was living, no, I was living where I am now, but I was on staycation in the apartment I want to move to. And it's crazy because I thought then that I had figured out how I could move there. It's in a resort, and I thought I would just be able to book it for a month and then keep extending it because that's what the girl said I could do. And turns out I got home, I tried to book it for a month and it was not available. Any of the rooms that I wanted, I am a little bit fussy, so I did want particular rooms, but basically they did not have any good room available until February next year. And I was like, I don't want to wait that long. So I started looking on realestate.com and there was a rental that came up in there and I'm like, okay, perfect. I'll just apply for this. I go to the open for inspection and at least 20 other people are there and I'm just like, oh my goodness. So I applied. I did not get it. The rental market here is crazy at the moment. It's so competitive because so many people are moving here. The Gold Coast is really the place to be in Australia if you have to be anywhere. Australia is not a good place to be right now, but I don't think anywhere in the world is, to be honest. But Australia is like a jail in a way. Like, we have not been allowed to leave the country for almost 2 years now. And now, Sydney and Melbourne, the states south of me, they are allowed to go overseas, but I am not still. And I can't even go to Melbourne to visit my family. Like, it's so messed up. But anyway, so it's very competitive, the rental market here at the moment. And on top of that, being a single self-employed female applying against couples, with two stable, secure, full-time incomes, which a lot of the people at the inspection were or would have been, I assume, I just don't stand a chance because people who are in the system, I feel like, don't really like people that are out of the system. And me being self-employed, doing my thing, doing things when I want and how I want, I'm not in the system at all. And I'm getting more and more out of the system as this pandemic rolls on because I'm starting to learn a lot more about it and things I don't like about it. And I just feel so much more in tune with myself and aligned when I'm out of that system. I was not born to be in that system. I am too rebellious for that. And anyway, the Gold Coast is the best because there are a lot of rebels up here and the mandates are coming in at the moment. They have been a bit slow to roll out. I think they're coming sometime in December. And it's going to be interesting because a lot of people on the Gold Coast are not going to stand for these. Unlike Sydney and Melbourne, where I think a lot more people go along with it and they have had to kind of go along with it. Anyway, so I wasn't able to move, have not been able to move still, and I haven't given up. But I'm just trusting that, okay, it's not the right time for me because it's not happening. Like, I've tried and I'm just facing resistance. And if you try to do things and just keep coming up with resistance, it means like it's not the right time or there's a different way that you need to be open to going about it. And I haven't worked out that way yet. I thought it was booking out the resort, but it's not. It's also not getting it through a rental or a proper rental kind of, from realestate.com. So, yeah, we've just surrendered to the universe. We'll wait and see what happens. And I just trust that the right thing is going to work out for me. At the end of the day, I will eventually get it because I always get what I want in some way or another. And so I don't really have to worry about it, and it's really nice. And that reading I had actually was some of it was about my human design. And if you look into human design, it's fascinating. It's basically how we were born to live, and we all have our own individual human design. And part of mine, like the hardest thing for me, is kind of just sitting back and letting things happen. And letting things unfold because I want to do, I want to try harder or do more, or like, what else can I do to make it happen? And for me, I don't need to do that. I need to just sit back and let it come in. So that's what we're doing. That is what we're working on. I am also working on speaking my truth more, and I will be doing that over the coming months, I guess. And yeah, I guess like one of my biggest values is freedom. And so that is why I am working on this because when you are true to yourself, when you speak your truth and don't really care about the judgment or opinions of others that will come from doing so, especially when it's kind of not popular opinion, that's freeing. And so that's why it's important for me to do it. I want to be free. I want to feel free. And that's why this time has been really hard for me because I got out of the system, that 9 to 5, like full-time job stuff, to be more free. And I have not been able to really explore that because I left the gym, personal training in the gym, in July 2019, and I went to America for 3 months, and it was amazing. And I fully lived my freedom. I loved it so much. And then I came back to Australia and pretty much spent 4 months here, and then the pandemic started. And yeah, so last year at least I could travel around Australia for some of it and it was okay. But this year I don't even know if I'm going to be able to go home to see my parents for Christmas. And that has been very upsetting. And yeah, so like I don't really have a lot of friends where I am on the Gold Coast. I don't have any family here. And so, yeah, it's been a bit like I've been feeling not lonely, but I've been feeling a little bit alone recently and just kind of over it. So, anyway, I am distracting myself with learning more and continuing to work on myself because I do enjoy that. I enjoy how good it feels to get to know myself better, to challenge myself out of my comfort zone. Like the reward you get from doing that is just so worth it. And when I discovered that, when I first started kind of like going outside my comfort zone, overcoming my fears by like fully leaning into them, when I first started doing that, it was hard, but it felt so good once you accomplish it that you kind of get addicted to doing it. And that's why, like, now I'm just like, universe, what's next? What do I need to do next? What fear do I need to overcome? What's like holding me back? And yeah, at the moment, it's speaking more of my truth. And I think very much that does not make sense. I think it's going to be interesting. I'm interested to watch myself evolve because obviously, right now, I am a fitness coach, I guess, like an online coach, fitness, nutrition, but it's going to become a lot more than that, I think, over the years. And yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Who knows? But I feel like I'm meant to be doing even more. So, yeah, we'll wait and see. And for now, I am surrendering. The universe has my back always. And what else am I doing? Oh, I am obsessed with learning about astrology at the moment. I feel like I'm sounding more and more crazy by the day, but like a few years ago, I would have been like, oh, she's just that girl into astrology and the planets, and like she's a bit weird, and yeah, I can't really trust what she says. But like, I am a scientist still at heart. Like, that is everything I look into has to also kind of make sense from a scientific perspective. And the universe, when you actually look into it, when you look into quantum physics, it all makes sense in a scientific way. And so that's why I am becoming more and more spiritual, I guess, and it like obsessed with it. So yeah, I've been looking into astrology, and it's just very interesting looking at certain themes playing out now that the planets have kind of predicted. It's amazing because astrology isn't about predicting actual events. It's about like, it kind of just tells you the theme of what's to come and potentially what could happen according to the theme. So that's very, very interesting. And then I've also been obsessed with studying crypto. A bit crazy. I know a few years ago, 2018, I put some money in there and it crashed as it always does. And I thought I lost my money. So I kind of just forgot about it. And then recently, because I've been researching everything going on, the pandemic stuff and the governments and all of that, the banking system, I really believe in crypto now. So I've started getting into it again. And I opened my account and my money's doubled from 2018. So I'm just like, okay, I didn't lose it after all. And then I've started researching that. I joined this forum because I don't just do anything. Like, the fastest way to learn something is to get a coach or get a course or that kind of thing. So that's what I do always. I do my own research, and especially on like PubMed and, when it comes to reading scientific papers. But when it comes to particular topics, I just like to get a course or join a forum from someone I trust. And so, yeah, that's what I've done. And it's crazy, like, how crypto and the volatility of it follows the laws of the universe. I love it. It's all connected, and it excites me so much when I discover things like that. So anyway, yeah, I have been a few people are like, oh, that's really risky, like, why would you do that? And I'm like, I don't actually believe it is risky. And obviously, I'm not telling you what to do, and definitely not giving financial advice or anything like that. Do your own research always. But I don't think there's risks to anything, There's risks to putting your money in the bank. There's risks to, like, walking out of the house at the end of the day. So it feels right, it feels aligned. So that is kind of what I do. And I follow my gut a lot of the time. And it was my gut that told me to put money in a few years ago. And I thought I lost it, but nope, it was obviously the right thing to do because I just had to wait a bit longer and it doubled. So we'll see what happens this time. And at the end of the day, like, I'm not attached to money because I see money as energy. And this is probably a topic for another podcast, but it's a massive topic. But yeah, if I lose some money, I'm really not fussed because it just comes back. So whatever, you know what I mean? And at the end of the day, you have to spend money to make money. And yeah, that's my thoughts in a nutshell on money. So anyway, I have enjoyed just talking and letting myself talk in this episode. So there will be more to come. I don't know when exactly, but yeah, I'm kind of excited to talk more and to face any backlash because I'm so scared of that. Like, no one likes to be attacked and no one likes to be called crazy or anything like that. And I've always wanted to just fit in and be liked. And, they're massive, like, wounds, I guess, that I need to heal. And the only way to do that is to kind of do what scares me and to do all the things, like, to show up as myself, my true self, and speak my truth. And it's really, really hard to do. So I encourage you to ask yourself the hard questions. Who are you? What do you want? What are your values? Are you living in alignment with those values? And just keep asking, who are you? Because I think that's once you get to know yourself, and like, that is self-love to me, like, getting to know yourself and honoring yourself, your desires, and your truths. That's self-love. So, and that's when you're truly going to be able to become free and happy, in my opinion. Anyway, I think that is all for this episode. If you have questions, feel free to email me. I put that in the show notes. And if you want to hear about anything, my thoughts on anything in a podcast, let me know. And I will see how I go about sharing, or I don't know why I said that, but Yeah, we'll see what comes out. Anyway, I will talk to you in the next episode. I'm terrible at goodbyes. I don't know, like, and we're just going on another topic now, but I voice note with quite a few of my clients, and always towards the end, I'm just like, I don't know how to end this. So it's very awkward. But anyway, that's enough for this episode. I will speak to you in the next one.